My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with information vital to your good health. Remember, there's a lot of things we can learn along the way. And I think one of the best things we can do is make sure that we're a little bit more prepared for what's coming. I think that one of the other things we need to remember is that things are going to happen. You know, and we can't really dodge all of them, but we can be more prepared. We can be more steadfast and ready, if you will. And I think sometimes realizing that life is a little rougher than we thought it was and things are happening at an earlier age, that mental preparation can make a dramatic difference in how our body deals with and how we process the health conditions that we come into contact with along the way. We're learning a lot more, you know, and there's a lot more information today than there was, you know, a decade ago, and definitely three, four decades ago. So keep your mind open, ask questions, you know, make sure that you are searching out things that are really important, and make sure that you're open to information. And sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to create opinions. I did a post this morning on my Facebook about this. It just, we have a tendency to learn things a certain way, absorb things a certain way, and we cement a lot of our affirmations and our opinions in cement. Even though sometimes along the way, they'll be disproven or new things will come out and there's new groundbreaking information that gives us a completely different perspective. And we just still adhere to the old values, even though they may be very outdated or jaded or just actually incorrect, or they're okay, but there's new, better ways that are open. And I think sometimes taking a step back and looking at everything with a different perspective could be something good to do. So every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I make sure that we have the best guest in the industry and we talk about the relevant topics for today's world on how we approach our health in a better way and how we look at things a little bit differently and taking all that information, formulating some really good opinions, and then being able to have your own dialogue with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and definitely your medical practitioners. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes perfect sense. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, but they are also the group that we really want to make sure that there are better ways to do things. They want to make sure that you're up to date. You might want to make sure that you are looking at things, you know, differently and I guess one of the things that we have to do is realize that Stay Healthy is there because of the fact that they have been able to do things for such a long time that they've seen all of the things that are available. They've seen all of the new things coming about. They've also seen all the old ways. So you may go into them and say, you know what, we talked about this a couple years ago. I've been doing this and it's been doing pretty good. Is there anything new? Oh, believe it or not, there's a brand new way of looking at that situation. Brand new testing has just shown that this is a more effective route. Okay, let's try it. You know, those are things that are so important. And we have to make sure that we are doing everything that we possibly can do. And one of the best ways of doing it is to think to yourself, how do I come about this information? How do I open the conversation? You just ask. and you make sure that you've got everything that you need to do to put yourself into a healthier way of living. And one of the best things I can do is recommend is going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that they're Las Vegas' oldest independent retailer? Were you familiar with that? That gives a longevity a really good push because they've been here for such a long time. One thing that they've always stuck to is making sure that they have the best of the best in every category for you to choose from. So it's really hard to make a mistake with all the guidance, all the information, all the education, passionate people in a full service environment, choosing from the best of the best. That's everything you could ever want in a health food store. Then you're going to create great relationships. People tell me all the time, you know, I should have gone a long time ago. I've been listening to you forever and I didn't. I'm so glad I did. Everything I was doing was outdated. And you want to make sure that we're really seriously looking at things from a different perspective. And I don't know. I guess I get, you know, excited because of the fact that, you know, for some people, they may not know that there's a place where you can go and ask questions. And oh my goodness, it's just, it's an amazing thing to be able to get your questions answered. And one of the best things I can recommend is that you make Stay Healthy the place that you go, because your body, your health, your vitality would be and will be so much better just for doing that. Stay Healthy, you'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Their address is 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Town and Country Center. They are very, very on top of what's going on with health and nutrition in the industry. So don't feel bad about bringing your questions. Write them down, bring them with you. And you'll be so glad that you did. Because one of the things that we need to do is make sure that we are on top of what's going on in the industry, but also at the same time, we are trying to focus on all of those good things that are out there that are available for us. And like I said earlier, looking at things from a different perspective is really great. Looking at things from a different perspective with great up-to-date information and knowledge, even better. So all I can say is take the chance to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You will definitely be glad you did. And I think one of the reasons that we have to look at things a little differently is because life is changing. Somebody chimed in yesterday in the end of the show, and I answered them last night. They said, you know, I never expected to come up with this many health problems at this young of an age. But when I really took a step back and took a look at it, I wasn't doing anything other than just eating and sleeping and working and a little bit of occasional activity. You know, I just figured that none of this stuff would hit me at a young age. And guess what? It does. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can possibly do to put ourselves into a healthier way of approaching our good health. Now, today we're going to be talking about the heat. We're going to be talking about getting ourselves into a category of being really, really healthy, but also being able to enjoy the heat. And one of the best ways of enjoying the heat is to make sure that your body is prepared. And one of the best ways of preparing your body is to make sure that you have everything that you need available to you to be able to feel better than you have in a long, long time. Now, one of the ways you want to do that is we want to make sure that I want to make sure that you are really, really prepared. So what we're going to do is we're going to move things around a little bit. I'm going to take my breaks right now. Get your pad and paper. My guest is calling in. We're having a little trouble with the guest right now. So I'm going to take my breaks now, and then we'll go straight through to the end.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
At Country Life Vitamins, we've been helping people live happy, healthy lives since 1971, and we believe integrity should always be our number one ingredient. We are committed to this belief because you deserve high-quality nutrition, specifically crafted with the high-quality standards to support your health. Towards these ends, Country Life's manufacturing facility is an NSF GMP registered facility, as well as USDA certified organic, so you can feel good about the products you're taking. Country Life's pledge to integrity to you is based on the five standards for integrity to ensure that all of our products are pure, wholesome, natural health supplements full of natural goodness. Look for our high-quality natural vitamins like our Coenzyme B Advanced for increased energy or our Flexable for joint health at a health food store near you.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started now. My guest is on the line. We're going to be talking about heat today, heat exhaustion, minerals, electrolytes, all that stuff that we need because we're getting warm in some areas and crispy in other areas. My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, is a board-certified naturopathic physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He's currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he believes that our good nutrition, just like me, that it starts in the soil, and that much of our world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is available for us and our bodies and our health. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to help others enlightens those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge of trace minerals and throughout his career has done many, many radio programs that have focused on the area of expertise. He continually searching for new ways to educate people on the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the task they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am well. Are things warming up in your area, too?
You know, they are not. We, you know, compared to what you guys have, I think we would be on the cool side.
Yeah, we're pretty warm out here. We're kind of crispy.
What's your average right now?
Between 95 and 105.
Oh, so we're... We've broken 80 a couple times, but we're not where we're supposed to be. So, well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll take it considering we're not crispy.
We'll be almost 100 today, and then Saturday we'll be about 99, and then from there on in, triple digits.
Triple digits. Well, that leads us into our conversation quite well, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. You know, and the thing is, you know, every single year, as I get older, I notice it more. I notice that y'all have people that'll say, was it this hot last year? Yes. And they're usually the same people in our winter out here will say, whew, was it this cold last year? And I'm like, really? And but this is something that we do all the time. You know, it's not going to change. Our weather is, you know, our weather, and it's hot in the summer and it's cooler in the winter. And, you know, and it just is that way. And we just need to learn how to adjust, because if we know how to adjust, we can really enjoy the summer weather a lot more effectively.
Well, absolutely. I think that that word adjust, though, comes with a little bit of work, and sometimes it's a little scary. But we, you know, if we're not adjusting to it, I think you're absolutely right. I think it can become quite miserable for us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you know, I was talking with someone yesterday, and she's coaching a team, her son's baseball team. And she said, you know, I decided to do what you've always talked about. I bought those big, giant containers and made a really healthy lemonade, and I put the trace minerals in there. And she goes, I want to make the water wetter. And I said, I know what you mean. I mean, I understand that. We've said it. And she goes, I just want them to be able to drink, you know, and not just get the wetness of the fluids, but also get the minerals and the electrolytes. And she says, we're about three games in now. And she says, she said, my kids are amazing. She goes, the other kids are sweating on the benches and stuff, and mine are just running around. And she goes, you know, I have two big, gigantic containers, and I tell them, drink. You know, yep. Whatever you need, drink, fill your bottles, you know. And she said the parents are happy, the kids are having a ball, and they're feeling the heat, but they're not like the other teams look. And I think that's great.
No, I think that that's a great point to point out, is that, you know, water's not, I love that concept, making water wetter, in the fact that we weren't designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water. Mm-mm. You know, we were designed to live on, you know, groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water. But I don't know about you, Jeff, but I've been to my local creek lately, and I haven't had a desire to dip a cup yet.
No.
Right?
No.
And yet, at the same time, if we're not reestablishing those electrolytes and those, you know, minerals back into that water, what are we expecting our bodies to do with it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like an empty taxi, right? If you wave down a taxi and you don't get in, but you pay the...
Well, I think what ends up happening is a lot of us have a tendency to really not focus on the big picture. You know, you have to go through the motions, but, you know, you get what you pay for, you get what you apply, you get what you learn from, and all of that stuff is really, really important. You know, the other thing we have to look at is how do we move forward in this hot weather and really kind of absorb all of these good things? And how do we make things work a little bit more effectively? You know, I've learned over the years that it's going to be hot out here. I love the hot weather. I moved here for the hot weather. I mean, I've always enjoyed hot, hot weather. And a lot of people don't, but I sure do. And, you know, I know that if I go outside and I'm going to be outside all day long and I'm really going to be out in the heat, I need to put electrolytes and stuff in my water. And I try to tell people to do it all the time. I've been to events and I've walked around and put electrolytes in people's beverages. I've put power packs in people's water and their beverages, you know, and perked them right back up again. And the only thing I can suggest is that, you know, we have to approach things from a different angle. And if you're not ready for the weather around you, then there's going to be something that's going to be a problem. And one of the best ways to do it is to look at what is available. When you go to Stay Healthy and you tell them you have a outside job in the summer, you love going outside, the family does a lot of activities, or it's just you're walking from your business to your car and your car to your house, and you know you're really sensitive to the heat, you get in a hot car, you need to be carrying a good water bottle with you. I recommend metal bottles. I'm not a big plastic bottle person for many, many, many reasons, but I mean, I have one here. I like the Hydro Flask. It's a little expensive. But you know the funny thing about it, the thing that really, you know, caused me to really fall in love with this bottle is because I filled it with ice one day with ice water, and then I didn't drink it. And the next day, and the end of the day in the evening, there were still ice cubes in there. That was enough for me because I like my beverages cold. But, you know, and you can reuse it and reuse it and reuse it. I like to carry one of these with me when I go to the airport, and I leave it empty. I put it in my bag, and they have water filling stations on the other side. So that way I can drink a whole one when I get there, and I could fill it up for one on the plane, and I could fill it up when I land wherever I am, and I have water, you know, and I'm not having to run into the, you know, the stores in there and buy a $10 water just to take it on the plane, you know, and I've got my water bottle with me. So I think that that really, really does make a difference. The power packs, we talk a lot about the power packs. I've fallen in love with them because they taste so good. And I have learned that when you are dealing with people that are taste-based, which means it has to work on their taste buds, a lot of people will think to themselves, you know, how do I satisfy the sweet tooth and be able to get the fluids that I like but not add a whole bunch of sugar and garbage to my diet? Have you looked at some of these sports drinks that are out there? The calories are loaded with sugars and corn syrups and all of these synthetic flavorings. And the little bit of electrolytes and minerals that are in there hardly makes it worth it. A lot of times there's more things like caffeine and things that are just going to give you a little bit of a buzz, but you're really not replacing any of the electrolytes that you need to replace. And I have to tell you, you know, you have to make sure that you are on top of your game. And one of the best things to do is if you can use something, a packet that you put in a water bottle, and you turn that water into something that you're going to enjoy tasting, it's one of the best ways to turn yourself into a water drinker. Now, I'm a big water drinker. I have like a 28-ounce bottle that I keep at my barn, one of my barns. And when I go down in the evening, when I'm filling the water, I will drink a whole bottle, and then I'll drink another one. And I think to myself, that's 56 ounces that I just drank in less than a couple minutes. And it's the hardest thing in the world for me to get to people to drink 8 glasses of water a day. I did almost all of my water within a couple minutes. Plus, I drink probably, anywhere from a good size water bottle that you can drink like that. Or if you're just, filling up, cup by cup. It just depends. So I keep going in the right direction. I keep pushing ourselves to the right direction. I'm not really in a situation where I can say that we're going to be able to be satisfied with just plain water. Like I have somebody just chimed in right now. She goes, Jeff, I've been listening to you for 30 years and I still am not a water drinker. Maybe this would be something that I could try. You should try it because you know how our taste buds are. We would rather drink juice or soda or something else that tastes really sweet, that tastes very quenching. But the surprise is many of those beverages are not really quenching to the body. What they are is they are just kind of satisfying to the palate. And I know Darren will say the same thing. You know, when you're looking at these power packs, you know, I like them for probably a different reason than Darren does. I like them because I know people will use them because it tastes good and then they'll get the benefit. He knows right from the get-go how good they are for you. What do you think? We lost Darren again. We'll just keep going. One of the things that I am really, really happy about is we can't just keep putting ourselves into a situation where we just are not hydrating, our body the way we should hydrate. Darren, what do you think about the power packs? I mean, what's the first thing you think about them? Boy, I'll tell you what, we're having problems with his phone calling from Wisconsin today. maybe it is cold. Maybe the lines are still freezing back there. I'm not sure. One of the things that I want to make sure that we are doing is we are learning about what to do. So when people ask me all the time, they'll say, what do I do to prepare for the summer heat? I tell them, go to Stay Healthy, pick up a large bottle of the concentrated trace mineral drops. Now, what is this? These are minerals. They're in a liquid form. You add them to beverages. If I'm using a regular water bottle, I'll put about 10 drops in there, and that's great. And really doesn't add much taste. If you put too much, it has a weird taste to it. But I put about 10 drops in like a big water bottle, and I know what I'm getting every time I fill it. If I'm out and around or if I'm traveling, I carry the power packs. Just 2 weeks ago, I was traveling, and I was on the plane, and the people that were sitting to my left, because I had an aisle seat, it was pretty warm, and we got stuck on the tarmac for quite a period of time because there was a problem on the East Coast, and we got literally ground-based over in Seattle, and we were stuck, and they weren't letting any planes go in and out, but we happened to be on the tarmac, so they don't run a lot of the air when you're sitting on the tarmac, so it was warm. So I opened up one of my power packs. I dumped it in my water bottle, and of course, it turned it from clear to red because it was like a berry flavor, and I shook it up, and they were just kind of looking at me, and I'm just like, you want one of these? And they're like, what is it? And I said, well, you know what Gatorade is? And they said, yeah. And I said, it's all sugar and all that kind of stuff. And I said, this is not synthetic. It's all natural. But if you understand what an electrolyte drink is, and they said, well, yeah, we understand what that is. So I gave them each one. And I always carry assorted. And they opened their water bottles and they put it in there and they shook it up and they were drinking it. And, they were really, really enjoying it. So next thing I know, I'm writing down where to go because both of them were from Vegas. I wrote down Stay Healthy. I said, go pick it up. They're called Power Packs by Trace Minerals Research. And I said, you're going to really enjoy these. and there's like twelve different flavors. One of the best things we can do is find a flavor that you like, because you're not going to find any you don't like, because they're all really, really good. But what happens with this? Your palate enjoys it. Your tongue and your palate is like, yum, this is good. It's probably terrible for us. That's why it tastes so good. And it's going to make you want to drink more. Can you put one in every big water bottle that you drink? Absolutely. You know, I get down about 2 gallons a day. I'd say I probably put my power packs in about 3 quarts of that. The rest of it, I'll either throw electrolytes or, you know, green tea bags or something I throw in my water. You know, so find out what works for you and then give it a shot. Now, I got somebody else chiming in. There's a lot of people that are doing this with their outdoor crews. This gentleman chiming in has a landscaping crew of 10 trucks. So they're pretty active out here in Vegas. He said a couple years ago, he started supplying a juice cooler. He says where he mixes it up, it's like a powdered juice. He goes, Jeff, it's not the best quality powdered juice. He said, but I do add the electrolytes to it, the concentrated electrolytes that I get from Stay Healthy. He goes, my guys are able to work out in the heat. And he goes, they drink it every day. They fill up their bottles and they drink it. And, you know, it's a good thing. So I thank you for that. That's awesome. You know, something else I want to pass on. You know, a lot of times when you're out at a picnic or you go out to the lake and you take one of those big, gigantic coolers and you mix everything up in the morning and then all the ice melts, it gets really diluted. And a lot of times you lose some of the flavor. So here's a really good tip you might want to try. I know it works really well. You know, you fill up those coolers about 3/4 and you mix your liquids and add all your trace minerals and all that kind of stuff and you get it ready. But the night before, what you do is you save a bunch of your old plastic bottles and you fill them with water and you freeze them. And then what you do with the caps on them, obviously, and then they freeze like big ice cubes. And then you put them inside there. You put them actually inside. Of course, they're all washed and cleaned. And you put 8 to 10 of those frozen in there and you keep them inside. Now, what does that do? It chills it. It keeps it nice and cool. It keeps it nice and cold. And one of the best things we can do is realize that we're not going to dilute down the flavor. You know, so I think it's a wonderful thing. You know, because what happens at the end of the day when you're out there and you've been outside playing baseball or, you know, playing out in the park or fishing at the lake or on the wave runners out there and you really want something cold? It'll be cold, but then you'll taste it and it's lost all of its flavor. It's not as appetizing as it was when you first opened it up or you first started drinking it. This way, nothing changes in the flavor. So I think it's a really good idea. I know a lot of people that do this out there at the baseball, for baseball and for soccer and everything, where they're outside with the kids. They freeze their water bottles and use them as ice cubes. So I think it's a great thing. Another thing you can do, you know, it's just a great idea, is popsicles. I think this is an incredible idea, and Darren and I talk about this a lot. You know, mix up your juice, whatever you're mixing. Maybe you're making a fruit drink or whatever. Add your electrolytes to it. Do it all in a pitcher. And then fill your popsicle trays and put them in the freezer. Now, what this does is it really does make things great tasting. And you know, if the kids or yourself, you eat a popsicle, you're getting electrolytes as well. And everybody likes a popsicle. I have a mom and she has so many made all the time. What she does is she makes the popsicles and then she takes them out and she puts them in individual Ziploc bags and zips it closed right to the arm. And then she just refreezes them and just stacks them up inside of a tray inside the freezer, and then she makes more. She goes, I've always got 20, 30, 40 of them made in there, because when the kids bring their friends over, or if we're going to an event, I can reach in there and grab 8 to 10 of them, put them in one of the freezer bags with frozen packs, and I have them out there for outside. I think that's a brilliant idea. And I'll tell you what, you know, we learn a lot from the people that are out there doing these things. And, you know, I just threw it out one time about the popsicles, and ever since then, I've got amazing information from the people that are there. So, you know, definitely keep in mind that there's awesome things that you're going to learn more things along the way. And keep in mind that, you know, as we look at the big picture of our health and our well-being and what's going on and all this kind of craziness, we're going to learn a lot more about, you know, our health. And sometimes it's some really easy things that we can do. And I don't know. I think that sometimes we just have to look at other things that we can do to keep ourselves as healthy as possible. So we're going to go ahead and keep this topic going and put ourselves into another way of looking at the heat. Now, someone just chimed in and she says, you know, one of the things that I find is with the heat, I lose my appetite a lot. And I think that happens just because our bodies get heated. I really think that if you keep your electrolyte levels up, you're going to be better than what you were. And your appetite will probably stay okay. I think that sometimes we just have to try some different things. I don't know. I guess you know, when I first start looking at what's happening with our health and our nutrition, we have learned how to approach our health from different angles. And one of the best things that we can do is to realize that we have to ask questions. I just got another note here. I'm trying to read these notes because they're coming in so fast. And I lost Darren, so I'm just going to keep this conversation going. One thing that I want to remind everybody about is that when you start approaching your health from a different angle seasonally, there are different things that we have to do. I make sure that people in the summer, they may be eating a little bit lighter, but of course you stay with your multiple vitamin, your probiotics, and all that kind of stuff. But one thing that you do want to remember is to make sure that you are hydrating. It is such an important thing. I have a lot of friends that are in the medical community. Many of them are nurses and doctors. Many of them are triage at the emergency rooms, and they will tell you the amount of people that come in with heat stroke, heat exhaustion, sun exposure, that end up in there, and their electrolytes are bad, and they're having heart palpitation, and I guess that they see it all the time, because something as basic as people are not drinking fluid. I don't know why we have a tendency to do things, take the easy things and just skip right over them, and then we do some of the complicated things, which are important, of course, but everybody knows to drink a lot of fluid in the summer. I mean, everybody. I mean, even kids. No, they need to drink more water. You know, we were raised in the country, and we drank out of the hose, which I still do all the time. You know, so, I mean, I love water out of a hose. I just like drinking water, you know. So, and I honestly, you know, don't enjoy buying bottled water. I have a filtration system. I'd rather fill my bottles at home, put them in the refrigerator, keep them cold, you know, reuse the bottles, and when I have my metal bottle with them, use that and fill it up wherever I go. This just came in, and it's kind of a good question. It says, if I'm using a lot of fluid throughout the day, if I use a lot of the trace minerals, will it loosen my stool? Now, that's a good question, because there is magnesium in here. You'd have to take quite a bit of it to really cause it to be a stool loosener. Now, if you got the straight magnesium by itself, you'd have a better chance of having a looser stool. But for the most part, right now, we are using up our electrolytes and our hydration, our fluid, so much faster. And here's just a visual. In the summer, when you get water in your horse corrals, you overflow because you're not paying attention. Of course, everything dries up really fast because of the heat. In the winter, you know, if you overflow them, it takes forever for them to dry up because there's no heat. In the winter, we can run with a little bit less fluid because we're not spending as much energy, but we still do dehydrate very, very well. But when we're looking at the whole idea of putting ourselves into the summer months, we're burning it up as fast as we drink it. And if you're really, really thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And that's something that's really important. If you've watched your animals before, if you're walking around the house, they'll go down and they'll take a couple, two, three drinks. And then they'll walk away. A little bit later, they'll go down and take a couple, two, three drinks. Animals know how to hydrate properly. And they're not going to stand there and just drink and drink and drink. They'll do that if they let themselves go. But honestly, what ends up happening is they really do approach the big picture differently than we do. Couple extra things for you to think about. Hydrating your skin is great for your muscles, which means it helps with cramping and it keeps those nighttime leg cramps down. But one of the main reasons you want to hydrate your body really well is because, number one, it flushes out the poisons and the impurities out of your system. It actually increases your energy level during the day. And the other thing is, it keeps your skin from prematurely aging. People that are not water drinkers, it's very visual in their face and their skin. People that are water drinkers, you can tell. I mean, I can tell when I'm talking with somebody, I'm like, you drink a lot of water, don't you? Because their skin is clear and their eyes are clear and they're not talking about urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections and constipation because they have plenty of water going through and flushing all that stuff out that usually lays around and builds bacteria. And as far as their colon and elimination, plenty of water keeps moisture in the stool, which means you're going to move your stool more effectively. Now, all of that together is really, really important. And I think one of the things we have to look at is how do we approach our health, you know, and when do we start thinking that we're at the age when we need to start adjusting to the seasons? And that's a really good question. I think right from the very beginning, if you're a kid, if you're an adolescent, if you're a teenager, if you're a young adult, if you're somebody that's older, if you're out in the heat, it's hard on everybody's body. Just like being out in the cold is hard on everybody's body. The seasons affect everybody. Now, some people may notice that they're affected a little bit more because of medications and things that they're on. But everybody will benefit from putting electrolytes into their system and reestablishing those minerals and hydrating your body from the inside. We just have to find the device that people don't mind doing. And I can't tell you the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the thousands of one-on-one conversations and consultations I've done, you know, over the years, tens of thousands. People that will say, okay, I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to take my supplements. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to do all these things. And then you start talking water and they just, you know, you just see their shoulders like they've just been so defeated, like you're asking them to just run a 26-mile marathon. And I'm like, really? And they're like, oh, I hate water. I just hate water. And I'm just like, wow. Yet you've got urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections and you don't drink enough water. I know, but I just don't like it. So what? Get over it. Drink the water. And if you don't want it by itself, then flavor it. Throw in some pocket packs in there, you know, and take your two 32-ounce bottles and take a packet in each one and make it taste raspberry or make it taste a different kind of berry or a different fruit and, you know, make it taste really, really good so you can enjoy it and savor it as if it was a juice of some kind. That's all good. But we have to make sure that we are doing everything that we possibly can do to get ourselves as healthy as we can. And sometimes the basics are the things that we need to focus on. Now, what I've learned is that if you don't take the time to look at all the basics, they're usually the things that will take you down. They're usually the things that will cause the most problems. And they're also the things that are going to put you into a category where you are so unhealthy and you're going to find out that it was just, you know, basic foundation, basic essentials. And if you don't do it, then you're really missing the boat. The concentrated trace mineral drops are amazing. I think they're really, really good. Somebody just asked about the no minerals, the no leg cramps at night. That's another great formula. So you can really, you're going to learn a lot about your muscles and your ligaments and your tendons, as well as your bones and all that kind of stuff as well. So definitely keep that in mind. Huge believer of the electrolyte packs, as you can probably tell by now. I talk about them a lot because of the thing that I think that they're really, really amazing. And, you know, people that are not taking the time to use them, it's because they might not be informed as to what they are all about. But I'm a big believer in them. And they call them electrolyte stamina power packs. They actually have a new flavor, which is really good. It's a watermelon. But they have tons and tons of them available. And, you know, you're going to really, really enjoy them. Somebody just asked, he goes, is it okay to give it to my younger kids? Absolutely. If water was what it was supposed to be when it was what it was, all of us would be getting all this stuff from our water naturally. But when you think about these little packs, they're so easy to use. And you just put them in fluid. And that really does make a big, big difference. And I don't know. I don't know exactly how to talk about these so you're going to really feel comfortable with them. But I hope they come in 30-pack boxes. They've got great flavors like guava, passion fruit, and they've got an orange flavor. They've got mixed berry. These are all really, really delicious. And you're going to find that there's going to be at least one that's going to make a difference. Why do I talk about these so much? Because one thing that happens this time of year every year is people cramp. People have trouble with their heartbeat. People's blood pressure goes up because of lack of minerals. People get exhausted. They get tired. They get fatigued. They can't think clearly. They get heat exhaustion. That should be more than enough reason to think about putting these electrolytes back in. I have someone, she just chimed in. She goes, I have one every single day, Jeff, in the morning before I go to the gym. Then I come home and I get ready for work. And in the afternoon, when I want something sweet, I'll throw another pack in my water and drink it in the afternoon. And she goes, and a couple of us have been filling our water bottles. And we go for some kind of a class, Zumba or something after work, like four nights a week. And we all have our water bottles with our power packs. I've turned everybody on that I can think of because it just does make a difference. It does. You know, and I think we need to approach ourselves a little bit better and take better care of ourselves and realize that it's not just about, you know, the big flashy things that we do for our health, because, you know, they're important as well. But I think what we really, really need to focus on are the basics, the things that have always been around: drinking water, hydrating your body, eating good food, getting some rest, and the basic things, because these are the things that take us down. And it's really frustrating. I get so frustrated sometimes because I don't know how to talk about and make things more important than what they really are. But I think a lot of people just, they don't know where to start. And I think that that's truly what it's all about. So let's talk a little bit more about the electrolytes. The electrolytes are wonderful, easy to use, add them to your beverages. Somebody just asked if you could add the electrolytes to your coffee. Sure, you definitely can. And with no problem there at all. You could feel very comfortable with you adding that in. People are still drinking different kinds of beverages. Can I add it to my iced tea? Yes. Can I add it to my juice drink? Yes. Can I put it in my smoothie? Sure. You know, that's not a problem. Now, I did bring up magnesium a little while ago. Magnesium is really important, and I think a lot more people are learning the importance of magnesium. And I think that the reason we're learning more about it is the fact that so many of us are magnesium deficient. So definitely keep that in mind. Magnesium will help you relax at night. It'll help you get a better night's rest. It'll help you unwind a little bit better. It'll allow you to feel better with your energy level during the day, which is very, very important. And the other thing is you'll probably be able to shut down a little bit better. Now, when somebody says to me all the time, they'll say, you know, I've been wondering about putting myself into a category where I become reliant on these minerals. And that's one of my favorite questions. That's like saying that you're becoming reliant on eating vegetables. If our soil was rich and healthy and loaded with all kinds of minerals, everything that we ate that came from the soil would be giving us what we need to be getting, and we wouldn't have to be supplementing it. But even in organic fields, where things are grown with no pesticides, no chemicals, and nothing on them that are harmful, that are going in or on them or in the soil, many times those soils are still very denatured, and they're still very vacant and very void of minerals. So although you may be eating broccoli or tomatoes or greens that are coming from an organic field, and one thing about them that's wonderful is there's no pesticides, no chemicals. That's a huge thing. You know, not having to deal with those. But are they always better for you nutritionally? Not really, because most of them are grown in the same soils as the chemical-laden vegetables and fruits. They just have chemicals on them and the organic does not. So that's how I've always learned, well, probably over the last 20 years, to describe organic. People say, is organic vegetables and fruits better? Yeah, but probably not for the reason that you think. I think they're better because they don't have any Roundup and they don't have any chemicals. They don't have any pesticides and all those bug garbage and all those terrible chemicals that you see them out there spraying on the fields, and they've got hazmat suits on, spraying it on the vegetables. And then all that fruit and vegetables comes to the store and then we eat them. You know, if it's so bad to put it on there that you have to wear a hazmat suit, I don't want to be eating those kind of vegetables and fruits. Now, are the soils still kind of denatured? Sure. You know, so I know I'm getting less minerals, but I'm not getting chemicals. So that's the way I look at organic. So I know I'm not going to get them. So I realize that, that being known, I'm going to supplement my trace minerals. I'm going to supplement my electrolytes and get them in my body every day. You know, I was doing a lecture a couple years ago, and I had a lady that asked a question, and she said, why do you think that we now have more arthritis, more osteoporosis, and more bone and joint problems with people with a younger age, where when we were growing up, it was always people over their 60s and 70s that were starting to have the problems, but younger people didn't? And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, you know, honestly, I think it's our soil. And she says, how so? And I said, well, we're going through the motions and we're eating all the same foods that our grandparents, great-grandparents, and our great-great-grandparents ate, only they were eating them from a soil that was a lot richer. There were more minerals, more nutrients in the soil, and what they were eating was actually building and replacing the things that they lost and what they needed in their body. She goes, but we're eating, and I said, I understand that, but we're eating things now that are coming from soils that are very denatured and very void. So I think that because we're not replenishing our minerals, we're not replenishing and replacing our electrolytes, and we're not putting back in what was usually put in automatically from just eating good food, I think what ends up happening is we're breaking down faster. Because I remember my grandmother never had trouble with her bones or anything until she was in her late 60s, early 70s. And then you look around, you know, the same bloodlines within the family, and you got people that are having bone and joint problems in their 30s. Why? Is it lifestyle? Yeah. Is it environment? Probably. Is it diet? Absolutely. You know, so we have to look at things a little different. So when you think about the summer months and you think about being out in the heat and putting yourself through the heat and the heat exposure, you know, one thing we have to remember is that we have to put things back in that are either not there or things that we do need, because we will feel it if we don't. There's nothing wrong, nothing worse than feeling heat exposure and feeling the wet, wrung out rag. If you've ever been through heat exposure or sunstroke, it is terrible. And there's nothing worse than sitting outside and not hydrating and getting one of those toe curling leg cramps, or your hand starts to cramp, or you start having heart palpitations, all that kind of stuff, because your body needs minerals and there's nothing going in and your body's dehydrated. You know, that's a terrible feeling when we have direct control over doing this in a very easy, positive way. Keep in mind, the liquid, they're concentrated trace minerals. They come in a, they're liquid, it's clear, and you can add it to almost any beverage. Like I said, about 10 drops for 32 ounces. You can take less, you can take a little bit more, but that's what I put in mine. But what I really enjoy more than anything are the power packs. I just think they're fantastic. I always have them with me in my briefcase. I have them in my bag. I have them in my suitcase. They're with me on the plane. I have a separate compartment on my bag for the plane. My headphones and everything, I always have about a dozen packets in that container as well, because that's what I take down that I have in my seat with me, my headphones and my cords and chargers and all that. I always have at least a dozen packs in there. Why? Why not? And how many do I hand out to people? Tons, all the time, because I want other people to feel good. And, you know, especially people that are flying a long distance, and you know that they're prone to maybe having clots, and you see them getting up and walking a lot because their legs get really stiff on them. I've had people that walk by me and I'll just say, here, I see you're walking a lot. That means your muscles get tight fast. Put this in your liquid. And they just do. you know, I must have a real honest face. And they just, you know, and then I'll talk to them after they get on. They're like, oh my goodness, that was so different. I was starting to have a little bit of cramping in my feet and it just made a dramatic difference. That's why I do what I do. I love being able to change the state of people's health around me. And that's what's kept me in this field as long as it has. You know, and these things, I mean, they're a home run. I mean, they hit a home run with these power packs because number one, they made them taste delicious. And number two, that means they're satisfying the palates of everybody out there that needs something sweet and tasty and delicious tasting, you know, for them to be able to drink it. And you would not believe, especially if you're doing it with your kids, if they're not water drinkers, watch how fast they empty their water bottles when it tastes good. I mean, you get the peace of mind in knowing they're getting water and minerals. They just think they drank something cold that's delicious that tastes good. Hey, whatever works. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Talk with them about the summer heat. Make sure that you're doing what you need to do, drinking plenty of water. Don't forget to take your vitamins every day. Really important. Remember, if you're doing picnicking and you're going to lay out the food and then you want to have the food available for people all day, put everything away so it stays chilled and cold so you don't get bacteria built up. You can always take everything out again, lay out the spread, let everybody eat a second time at a picnic. But in between, don't leave that food out because it gets bacteria really fast, especially if there's mayonnaise and things like that in your salads. Make sure they're refrigerated. Everybody gets done eating, put them in the coolers, keep them cold. That's really important. A lot of people get food poisoning at picnics because they don't refrigerate and chill down the food in between feedings, if you will. The other thing, have big containers of water, have plenty of things. Remember the water bottle, the frozen water bottle, ice cubes. Keep those in mind for those big containers. That way it doesn't dilute whatever flavor of the beverage you're drinking. So everybody will continue to drink because it tastes as good 10 hours later as it did at the beginning because it's not watered down. And ask for the power packs. Keep them with you. Carry them with you. And then get a little bottle of the concentrated trace mineral. You can always fill it from the big bottle and have it with you at all times. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're going to help you. They're your one-stop location for everything health and nutrition. And this time of year, they're your one-stop summer stop for enjoying the summer heat and getting out and keeping your body nice and healthy in the warmer weather. They're going to tell you everything you need to know. And you've got great knowledge and amazing people there to work with. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. And they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, type in your email address, enter it in, become part of the Stay Healthy family, start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff. And for daily tidbits of information, you got to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Stay connected to the store. They also talk about specials, and they have events and all kinds of stuff that they put on their Facebook page. So it's a great way to stay in touch. The best thing, go in and meet them. Bring your questions with you. Know that you're choosing from the best of the best in a fully packed store with only the highest quality products available because that's the way they've always been. Have the best, have the most knowledgeable staff, have the best customer service, and everything else just falls in place because people feel comfortable going somewhere where they can feel comfortable. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in. Try to get good information coming your way every single day. It's all about education, but it's all about informing. It's about knowledge. It's about up-to-date things. And also making sure that we have the information to have dialogue with our friends, with our families, with our coworkers, and definitely with our medical practitioners. Having some knowledge can really open up a great conversation with your doctor. You know, and that's really important to let them know you're doing your homework and maybe you're looking to on the other side of alternatives and complements and maybe some things you can do with what you're doing and maybe some things that you can replace what you're doing to be even healthier. So having that knowledge is really important. And I know that a lot of my friends that are doctors respect when people have information and they can have one of those good conversations. They like the dialogue. So that's a good thing. Remember, if you can't tune in live, contact my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And you do that, you click on the podcast, download any of the shows, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting. Every day, the shows are podcast. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.